You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week, Art and Soul is about the performance arts, an industry hit pretty hard in the Ann Arbor area due to our current global health crisis. We've been checking in with different artists and venues to see how they are faring at this difficult time, and today we're talking about the popular music venue, The Arc, in downtown Ann Arbor. Our guest is Marianne James, Executive Director of The Arc on Main Street. Thanks for talking to us.
Oh, thanks for having us, Lisa. Really appreciate being here.
How has life been for The Arc these past few months?
Well, the same as it's been for everybody, I think. It's very challenging, but also calling on our creativity. The word for the phase is pivot, right?
So right, yeah.
Everybody's been pivoting, and that includes The Arc. We've been challenged, but we've come up with some new and creative things to keep delivering our mission and keep bringing music to people. And so in the midst of all of what's hard and tragic, we're also trying to find some glimmers of hope, and I think we've done that.
Where were you when this all began?
We had a full schedule of shows. As you know, we do about 320 shows a year, so we have concerts almost every night at the Arc. We had a full March booked and a full April, several shows that were going to be sold out coming up, and we made a decision from one day to the next. One day we were digging in our heels and saying, we're going to be open, we're going to do our best, we're going to do all these things to be safe. And the next day we made a decision and said, we're not doing it. We closed about 4 or 5 days before the governor called it, March 12th. We were supposed to have Mad Cat Ruth, and we weren't able to do it. So we've been working from home since then, and we took a few weeks to develop a virtual series called the Arc Family Room Series. And lots of musicians have been delivering music to us from their homes, which has been actually surprisingly wonderful. Really great opportunity to actually continue the Arc's tradition of providing intimate music. It's surprising how intimate it is to actually be in an artist's home virtually.
And how do people see it? Like from the Arc website?
You can get onto it via the Arc's website. It's typically on Facebook and often also simulcast on YouTube. So if you go to our website, which is thearc.org, you can find it there in our Family Room series. And many of the shows are also archived, so you can watch them again. And the beauty of the series is it's tip jar based. So those people who can't afford it can watch and get some music fixed for free. Those who can make a tip jar donation, and we split the proceeds with the artist. So we keep some money in the artist pocket, and also keep a little bit of revenue flowing into the Arc.
Can you tell us some of the artists who have participated in the Arc Family Room series?
Absolutely. We started with the wonderfully funny and creative Steve Poltz. He kicked us off. We had a recent concert from the beautiful songbird Kim Ritchie. Chris Smither has joined us. We had our first From the Arc broadcast. So most of these are from artists' homes, but this one was From the Arc, and it was with Joe Jenks, who traveled to us from Chicago to do a socially distanced with our tech crew concert live from the Arc. Matt Watroba and Robert Jones have done the same. Jill Jack has shown up. Chris Buhalis, a lot of our local heroes are there. I can't even think of them all because we do about 15 to 20 a month since we started in April.
Speaking of local heroes, Jeff Daniels has been appearing there or helping you out somehow?
Jeff Daniels did a wonderful thing. He did a limited virtual tour with just a few venues across the country, and we were one of them that got to present Jeff in a one-off concert that he did just a few weeks ago, and he did it on a platform that his team was working with. So they did all the setup and all the tech. And we did the marketing, and he did the wonderful show. I know you got to talk to him several weeks ago.
Right.
And, you know, he's just such a wonderful performer on all levels. So we were really delighted to be able to be one of the venues that he included on that virtual tour.
Because a lot of artists and events have had to go online, they seem to be finding it an even wider, maybe national audience. Are you experiencing that at the Arc?
We sure are, Lisa. It's been wonderful. It's really heartening. So one of the great things about being online and being virtual is that there's actually a virtual community that gets set up. And There are scrolling comments on Facebook, also on YouTube if you're on there. So people can talk back and forth to each other, and they can applaud virtually, and they can, you know, make requests to the artists, and they'll tell you where they're calling from or where they're signing in from. And we've had people from Melbourne, Australia, from Ireland, from Canada, from the West Coast, and it also allows us to pick up new people who could never come to the Arc. They don't live here, but they're checking in through the artists that they know and love, and now many of those people are jumping on to other shows that we're presenting through the series. So yeah, it's a surprising second best, I think, to Gathering Live.
But technically, the doors to the Arc on Main Street in Ann Arbor are still closed?
That's true. Technically, the doors are closed. The current guidelines for social distancing really make it very, very difficult for there to be any circumstance where the Arc could open safely for people. We go down to 40 people from 400 with social distancing guidelines in place. So, you know, there are little bits of things that we might be able to do and be safe in the interim when guidance might permit it, but really we can't fully open until the coast is clear. So it's hard. It's hard not to gather, especially during these times. That's when people most need music and most need their spirits to be enriched, but we'll do it virtually.
So like many of the artists who perform at the Arc, you're improvising.
That's right. And improvising is really the name of the game right now. What can we do to creatively deliver our mission? And what can we do to keep people connected? And again, that's one of the beauties of this virtual format, is that you are creating community as well as delivering music, as well as keeping artists employed. We're announcing a wonderful new opportunity. There's a group of filmmakers out west who are releasing an independent film, a documentary, Vinyl Nation, about the vinyl record, the resurgence of the vinyl record industry, and they want to give proceeds from ticket sales to the Art. I mean, it's amazing how far our reach is going and the creativity that people are employing in terms of, you know, getting everybody through this time and keeping everybody uplifted as much as they can.
I usually like to end these conversations on an up note. Get it? But I don't know if you can quantify just how financially healthy is the Arc right now. How concerned should we be, or you're getting by and crossing your fingers and everything's okay?
There's no such thing as everything's okay right now, but we are positioned as well as could be expected. We also have a modest reserve, but that's not never ending. So we are doing our best to manage our finances, minimize our expenses, while we try to maximize what we can deliver in this time. We're going to keep doing what we do as long as we can do it, and we're looking forward to getting back into the Arc and starting to do shows whenever it's safe to do that.
And so are we. Mary Ann James, Executive Director of the Arc, Main Street in Ann Arbor, thank you for talking to us for this edition of Art and Soul here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you very much. Great to talk with you, Lisa.